Welcome to Tairat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Chavdalet, Chapter 24. Yehoshua has offered encouragement to the Bnei Yisrael to drive out those remaining of the nations after his death, knowing that Hashem is their success. And he has bid them to avoid integrating into the other nations and straying from Torah. He now gathers all the tribes to Shechem for a final address before his passing. He urges them to recommit to devoted service solely to Hashem. Verse 1. Vayeasif Yehoshua es kol shivtei Yisrael Shechema. Vayikra lezikne Yisrael ulerashav ulashaiftav ulashaitrov. Yehoshua gathered all the tribes of Yisrael to Shechem, and he called the elders of Yisrael, and their heads and their judges and their officers. We learnt in the previous perek that Yehoshua spoke to the Bnei Yisrael. Radak points out that here Yehoshua is gathering the people again, another time, a second time, in order that they be warned to keep the Torah. Verse 1 continues, Vayisyatzvu lifnei ha'elokim, and they presented themselves before Hashem. Says Radak, this implies that Yehoshua brought the Aron there. He brought the ark containing the Torah there in order to make a covenant before it. As it says later on in this chapter in verse 26, Vayichtov Yehoshua es hadvorim ha'ele b'sefer Tairas Elokim. Yehoshua wrote these words in the book of the law of Hashem. Many reasons are given for Yehoshua's choice of place for this, being Shechem. One reason is that in Bereshis 35, Yaakov spoke to his children in Shechem, saying, remove the gods of the foreign nations from your midst, which is a central message that Yehoshua is to deliver here. His wording to them is almost identical in verse 23 later on, when he says, Hosiru es Elohei HaNechor Asher Bekirbachem. Rolbag explains that Yehoshua is bringing the Bnei Yisrael here to make a covenant to serve Hashem, to impress upon them to not worship idols, because through prophecy he has seen that in the end idolatry will be their downfall. So he is trying to encourage them to keep far away from the enticement of this sin, by them taking it upon themselves in front of Hashem. Even though the commitment at Har Sinai was binding for all future generations, the gravity of this threat to their spirituality warranted a hard commitment from self in front of Hashem to help them not to be swayed to deviate from what their ancestors had chosen. Verse 2. Vayomer Yehoshua el kol ha'om. Koi Omar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Be'ever HaNohar, Yoshvu Avoseichem Me'oilom, Terach Avi Avraham, Va'avi Nohar, Va'yavdu Elohim Acherim. Yehoshua said to the whole nation, so said Hashem, God of Yisrael, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the river from the earliest time. Terach, the father of Avraham, and the father of Nachar, and they served other gods. Verse 3. Va'ekach es avichem es Avraham me'ever ha'nahar, va'oilech oisoi b'chol eretz kana'an, va'arbe es zara'oi va'aten loy es Yitzchok. I took your father Avraham from the other side of the river, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Yitzchok. Reading with Mitzudas David, Yehoshua is mentioning kindnesses that Hashem has done with the Jewish people. He points out that their ancestors had always dwelt on the other side of the river and been submerged in false beliefs like the people of that land. Terach, Avraham's father, and Nachar, Avraham's brother, served other gods. In Hashem's kindness, he turned Avraham's heart away from the way of his father and brother, and he took him away from them, that he not be drawn after their fraudulent beliefs. And Hashem led Avraham throughout Canaan, because it is the holy land, fitting for the dwelling of the Shekhinah, Hashem's presence. Hashem did great acts of kindness with the Bnei Yisrael by pulling away their ancestry from false beliefs and teaching them true principles of Emunah. Yehoshua then continues to chart through amazing acts of kindness that Hashem has performed for the Bnei Yisrael throughout history, including the redemption from Egypt, the miracles at the Yam Suf, the Reed Sea, the inheritance of the land of the Amorites, the transformation of Bilam's attempted curse into a blessing for the Bnei Yisrael, the crossing of the Yarden, verse 11, Vata'avru es ha-Yarden, Vata'voyu el Yerichoi, Vayilochamu vachem ba'alei Yerichoi, Ha'emoiri, Vahaparizi, Vahaknaani, Vahachiti, Vahagirgoshi, Hachivi, Vahayavusi, Vo'etein oisom b'yedchem. And you crossed the Yarden and came to Yerichoi, and the inhabitants of Yerichoi fought against you, the Amori, and the Perizi, and the Canaani, and the Chiti, and the Girgashi, the Chivi, and the Yavusi, and I delivered them into your hand. Malbim reads, and you crossed by miracle the Yarden, and you came by miracle to Yerichoi. The inhabitants of Yerichoi didn't fight at the time of the conquest of Yerichoi, as we learnt in chapter 6, but the verse here is referring to that they fought them later. In chapter 9, we learnt that the kings gathered against Bnei Yisrael after hearing what they had done to Yerichoi and to the city of Ai. Girgashi is mentioned here, even though it is not mentioned there in chapter 9 in the gathering of the nations against Bnei Yisrael, because originally they joined too, but then they became afraid and fled. From Avraham to the time of entry into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem has been selecting and saving the Bnei Yisrael and setting them up to follow the path of truth and avoid the allure of idolatry. We have learnt repeatedly in Sefer Yehoshua the importance of recognizing that success is not our own. Every battle they won was Hashem's victory on their behalf. He has paved the way to a spiritually focused life ahead. We have learnt previously about the options given to those dwelling in the land when the Bnei Yisrael entered. In verse 12 here, the text outlines the reason for the choice made by some of the opposition to flee to Africa. Implicit in this verse is the reminder to us that we win not by sword, but by the will of our provider, Hashem. Yehoshua continues quoting Hashem saying, Vo'eshlach lifneichem es hatzir'o, and I sent the hornet before you. Vatagoresh oisom mipneichem, and I drove them out from before you. Shnei malchei ha'emayri, the two Amorite kings. Loi v'charbacho, v'loi v'kashtecho. Not with your sword, nor with your bow, explains Malbim. The defeat of the Amorite kings was not by sword, not by bow, merely by Hashem. When this miraculous salvation against the Amorite kings became known, the information of this defeat was like a tziro, a hornet. People became afraid from hearing this information, the hornet, and fled from their land to Africa, driven away by the threat of the hornet. Hashem has paved the way for entry into the land. Verse 13. vo etain lochem eretz asher loy yogata bo. And I have given you a land for which you did not labor. Vo orim asher loy venisem. Vateshvu bohem. And cities which you did not build, and you have settled in them. Koromim vazesim asher loy natatem. Atem oichlim. Vineyards and olive yards, which you did not plant, you eat. Free gifts. How privileged. Yehoshua urges, verse 14, V'atah, Yiru es Hashem v'ivdu oisoi b'somim uve'emes. And now fear Hashem, Yiru es Hashem, and serve him in sincerity, b'somim, and in truth. V'hosiru es Elohim, asher ovdu avoseichem be'iver ha'nohar, uve Mitzrayim, and remove the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Ve'ivdu es Hashem, and serve Hashem. After listing all these kind acts Hashem has done for the Bnei Yisrael, Yehoshua tells the people to fear Hashem. Importantly, whilst a much bigger topic for deeper study, we must focus on some level here on the word Yirah, which we are translating as fear, but which conceptually means much more than the translated word fear connotes. Malbim explains that Yehoshua is exhorting them here, Yiru es Hashem, to fear Hashem, but teaching them to fear Hashem from a place of being in awe of him, rather than from being afraid of punishment. How incredible, how kind, how great is Hashem. I cannot but help, be overcome by him, and so I come to a place of being in awe of him. V'ivdu oisoi b'somim uve'emes, and serve him with sincerity, with wholeheartedness, and with truth. As the Pasuk reads, Malbim interprets, not fake service of God, which is counter to emes, truth, and not service of Hashem for hope of reward, because this is not b'somim, with wholeheartedness. And the guidance in the verse to remove foreign gods is because it is impossible to serve Hashem by sharing. It can only be him. V'ivdu es Hashem. Serve Hashem, the verse ends, meaning only him. In verse 15, Yehoshua tells the people to choose who they will serve. The Mahari Kara comments that until now, the people have been compelled to accept Hashem. Again, the examples we will mention require deeper, further study for better understanding. But for the purpose of the point here, we will mention some examples brought by the Mahari Kara. At Har Sinai, the mountain was over them, that if they did not accept, the mountain would fall. And at the Yarden, if they did not accept, the waters would have come upon them. But now, here, at this moment before the death of Yehoshua, they cannot say there is anything compelling them. Connect with the choice to serve Hashem. Of course, serving Hashem is a commandment. But how beautiful and meaningful and deep it is when we reflect on his greatness, and our internal recognition of his awesomeness is the compelling component in our desire to do his will. This can be a lifetime of work, and we need to follow Hashem's ways, his Torah, regardless. But what a sweet destination to aim for, being in a place in our hearts and minds where we feel breathless at contemplation of Hashem's greatness and run to do his will with passion inside us. The response of the Bnei Yisrael affirms their commitment to Hashem, verse 16, saying, Cholila lanu me'azoiv es Hashem la'avoid elohim achirim. God forbid that we should forsake Hashem to serve other gods. They continue listing miracles that Hashem has done for them, and finishing at the end of verse 18, declaring that they will serve Hashem as Yehoshua has said he and his household will, Ki hu Elokeinu, for he is our God. In verses 19 to 20, Yehoshua tells the people that Hashem will punish them if they sin. Malbim explains that even after this declaration by the Bnei Yisrael, Yehoshua says this because he sees that their decision to commit to Hashem is because of the good that Hashem has done for them and from fear of what will go wrong for them if they abandon service of Hashem. Service of Hashem from such a place may not last, because really such a person is serving himself. So Yehoshua says, Lo yisuchlu la'avoid es Hashem, you will not be able to serve Hashem, in verse 19. That is, if this is your motive, you may not be able to maintain your service of Hashem. If we are only interested in enjoying ourselves, then how will we make sacrifices for the greater good, elevating the physical to the spiritual? If we are only looking for reward and to avoid difficulty, where may our strength be if things don't always work out? Verse 21, the people confirm, No, we will serve Hashem. We want to, not because of reward and punishment, but for the sake of serving Hashem. Yehoshua says that the people are witnesses to themselves that they have chosen service of Hashem, not that it's optional, but that they are committing from a strong place. Using Malbim to interpret verse 23, Yehoshua continues, and now that they are committed from a place of awe, they should remove any thought of idol worship in their heart and incline their heart to Hashem, that He is the one who supervises their life and no other power. We live in a time now when there is not a temptation to serve idols, but the subtle temptation to place our trust in things other than Hashem is very much apparent. Verse 24, Vayomru ha'am el Yehoshua, es Hashem Elokeinu na'avoid, uvokoiloi nishmo. And the people said to Yehoshua, The Lord our God we shall serve, and to His voice we shall listen. Reads Malbim, We will serve Hashem with no sharing, Him only. And we will listen to His voice, not for hope of reward or punishment, but only to hear all that He will command, because it is the commandment of Hashem. Many valid levels of Yira, many valid levels of Avodah, service of Hashem, many layers to study, but a depiction here of a beautiful, lofty goal to aim for. Yehoshua makes a covenant with the people. Verse 26, And Yehoshua wrote these words in the book of the law of Hashem, and took a great stone and set it under the doorpost which is in the Mishkan of Hashem. Verse 27, And Yehoshua said to all the people, Behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of Hashem which he spoke to us. It shall be a witness against you, lest you deny your God. Mahari Kara notes that this will serve as testimony to future generations. Yehoshua sends the people away to their places of inheritance. Verse 29, Vayihi acharei ha-devorim ha-ele, Vayamos Yehoshua bin Nun, Eved Hashem, Ben Mea Voeser Shonim. And it was after these things that Yehoshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Hashem, died, being 110 years old. We talked in Perek 1 about the title Yehoshua began with as Masharis Moshe, Moshe's attendant, and that this was praise of Yehoshua. We learnt also about the significance of Moshe being called an Eved Hashem, servant of Hashem, a high accolade that Yehoshua is now afforded as he is entitled Eved Hashem at the time of his passing. What an incredible honour for our wonderful leader. The Bnei Yisrael bury Yehoshua in Timnas Serach. Verse 31, Vayavoid Yisrael es Hashem, kol yamei Yehoshua, v'chol yamei hazikenim, asher he'erichu yamim acharei Yehoshua, v'asher yod'u es kol ma'asei Hashem, asher asali Yisrael, And Yisrael served Hashem all the days of Yehoshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Yehoshua and who had known all the works of Hashem that he had done for Yisrael. In Sefer Bereishis, chapter 50, verse 25, Yosef adjured the Bnei Yisrael to take his bones with them to the promised land. In Shemos 13, we learn that Moshe took Yosef's bones with them on their travels from Egypt. And now, in the land, as told in the book of Yehoshua, chapter 24, verse 32, the Bnei Yisrael bury Yosef's bones in Shechem. The chapter ends telling us of the death and burial of Elazar, the son of Aharon. May the messages of Sefer Yehoshua live on in our hearts and souls. I thank you deeply for learning Torah with me. Thank you for studying together. Lilui Nishmas, Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.